The one who scatters has come up against you. Keep watch over the fortress, watch the road. Bind up your waist, summon all your strength. For the Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob, like the splendor of Israel. Even though destroyers have laid waste to them and ruined their vines, the shields of his warriors are dyed red, the warriors are dressed in scarlet, the chariots are fitted with flashing steel, when he's prepared to march and the juniper spears are brandished. The chariots drive wildly in the streets. They rush around in the public squares. Their appearance is like torches. They drive back and forth like lightning flashes. He remembers his officers. They stumble in their advance. They hurry to a wall, and the mantle is set up. The gates of the rivers are open, and the palace sways back and forth. It is said she is stripped, she is led away, and her slave women are sobbing like the sound of doves beating their breasts, though Nineveh was like a pool of water throughout her days. Yet they are fleeing, stop, stop, but no one turns back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold, for there is no end to the treasure. Wealth from every kind of desirable object. She is empty, for his cubs, killed enough prey for his lionesses, and filled his lairs with prey and his dens with torn flesh. Behold, I'm against you, declares the Lord of armies. I will burn up her chariots in smoke, and a sword will devour your young lions. I will eliminate your prey from the land, and no longer will the voice of your messengers be heard.